perfume on the feet of Jesus. 6 days before the Passover festival, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was living, the one whom he had raised from death, and they made supper for him there. Martha was serving, and Lazarus was one of those sitting with him at the dinner table. Then Mary got a bottle of expensive perfume made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus. Then she wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. One of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him, said, "What? This perfume could have been sold for an amount equal to a year's wages and the proceeds given to the poor." He said this not because he was concerned for the poor, but because he was a thief. The money box was kept with him, and he would steal from what was put in it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, for she has kept this perfume for this day, the day of my preparation for burial. The poor are always with you, but I won't always remain here with you." A plot to kill Lazarus. A large crowd of people learned that Jesus was there, and they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from death. So the chief priests decided to kill Lazarus too, because on account of him, many people were leaving them and believing in Jesus. Jerusalem welcomes Jesus. The next day, the huge crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. So they carried palm branches and went out to welcome him, cheering, "Glory! Blessed is the one coming in the name of God! Blessed is the King of the children of Israel!" Jesus found a donkey colt and got on it, as it is written in the scriptures, "Don't be afraid, people of Jerusalem. This is your king coming, riding on a donkey colt, the foal of a pack animal." At first, his disciples didn't understand all of this. But after Jesus was glorified, they realized that the scriptures had said these things about him and that they had been fulfilled in him. Now the people who had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from death had been spreading the news about what had happened. That's why many people went out to welcome him, because they had heard that he had done this miraculous sign. The Pharisees said to one another, "You see, we have completely failed. The whole world is following him." Jesus prophesies about his death and resurrection. Among the people who came to Jerusalem to worship at the festival were some foreigners. They went to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come when the one who became man will be glorified. I tell you the truth, if a grain of wheat doesn't fall into the ground and die, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it produces many grains. Anyone whose life in this world is precious to him will lose it, but anyone who doesn't love it will gain it, and he will have eternal life. Anyone who wants to serve me must follow me, because any servant of mine should be wherever I am, and my Father will honor everyone who serves me. My heart is now troubled. Shall I say, 'Father, save me from this hour'? No, I came for this very reason. Father, glorify your name." A voice came from heaven saying, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that was there heard the voice, and some said, "There was thunder." Others said, "An angel spoke to him." Jesus said, "This voice came not for my sake, but for your own sake. Now has come the time of judgment upon this world. Now the leader of this world will be expelled. and when I've been lifted up from the ground, I will draw all people to myself." With these words, he indicated the way he was going to die. The crowd responded to him, "We heard from the scriptures that the Messiah will remain forever. So how can you say it's necessary for the one who became man to be lifted up? Who is this one who became man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a short time. So then, keep going as long as the light shines on you, so that darkness doesn't come over you. For the one who walks in darkness doesn't know where he's going. As long as the light is with you, believe in the light so that you may become people of the light." After Jesus said this, he left and was hidden from them. They did not believe in him. Even though he had done many miraculous signs in front of them, they still didn't believe in him. And this fulfilled the word which Isaiah the prophet had said, "Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom was the power of God's arm apparent?" They were unable to believe, just as Isaiah also said, "He blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts. Otherwise, they could see with their eyes and understand with their hearts and return to me so that I would heal them." Isaiah said this because he saw the glory of Jesus and spoke about it. Even so, a large number of the leaders believed in him, but they did not declare their faith for fear of the Pharisees. Otherwise, they would have expelled them from the houses of worship. For they loved to receive the praise from people more than the praise that comes from God. Jesus said in a loud voice, "Anyone who believes in me believes in the one who sent me, not just in me alone. And anyone who has seen me has seen the one who sent me. I am the light that has come into the world. Everyone who has put his faith in me will not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and doesn't comply with them, I don't judge him, because I haven't come to judge people, but to save people. Anyone who rejects me and doesn't accept my message will have one to judge him. My word, which I am proclaiming, will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken it on my own. Rather, the Father who sent me has himself commanded me what I should say and speak. And I know that what he has commanded guides people to eternal life. The words that I speak are what the Father has said to me."